One Man Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny Barber in the library.
Henry, if Jack thinks it will help his career to move away from San Francisco, we'll have to make the best of it.
But, Fanny, they won't like Los Angeles.
Well, how do you know? They might like it very much. Many people do.
Not San Franciscans, Fanny. Your true San Franciscans can't abide the place.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I've been wondering how many of you folks have never tried Alka-Seltzer. The way the good word gets around about a good product, there just can't be many of you. But in case you don't know about the wonderful relief Alka-Seltzer can give from acid indigestion, headache, and the discomfort of cold, I just want to say this. You're missing out on mighty fast, mighty effective relief if you don't take Alka-Seltzer when those common ailments trouble you. Now, fast, effective relief is what you want from headache, acid indigestion, or the discomfort of a cold. So take my advice. Take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist and try it. That's all we ask you to do. Give Alka-Seltzer a try. If it doesn't please you, your money will be refunded. Chapter 10, Book 79. It is evening in Seacliff, San Francisco, with a bright quarter moon in the clear sky. 40 minutes ago, Clifford Barber drove his sister-in-law, Betty, to the airport to meet Jack, who was flying in this evening from his job hunting trip to Los Angeles. And now at 9:20, Henry and Fanny Barber are impatiently awaiting their arrival. We find them in the library.
Henry, sit down. It won't hurt them to keep pacing about like a while.
Yes. I thought you said that Daniel and Hazel were going to drop you.
Hazel had to help Margaret with her Latin, Henry. They'll be along. Please sit down.
Yes. Henry.
Hmm?
If Jack should be so foolish as to move his family to Los Angeles, I don't know what I'd do.
We can't live the children's lives for them.
Yes.
If Jack thinks it'll help his career to move away, you'll have to make the best of it.
They won't like Los Angeles.
How do you know? They might like it very much. Many people do.
Not San Franciscans, Fanny. True San Franciscans can't abide the place.
Well, then they won't move.
Fanny. Jack's little girls came over to see me today. Starchy, with her hair slicked back and fresh, bright hair ribbons. And of course, you can't keep anything from children. They said, we might move to Los Angeles. Not the slightest comprehension of what this great change would mean. They couldn't run in to see us anymore. We couldn't drop in there at Jack's place across the hedge. I don't know what to say to them.
You're getting yourself all worked up, Henry. Jack hasn't got the job yet.
Jack and Betty talk too much in front of the children. Yeah, Sharon said to me, Daddy is mad at Judge Hunter and he doesn't like working there anymore. Well, if she would say that to me, Fanny, she'll say it to Emily Stewart. And if she says it to Emily Stewart, it might better be in the newspaper. It'll get back to Jack's office here before you can say the quick brown fox.
Can't you think of anything else to worry about? You told me this before.
Yes. Lost time,
Gary. Well, I think I'll go up to the sewing room. Call me when Daniel and Hazel get here.
No, Fanny. I won't speak about it anymore.
Will you stop pacing?
Yes, sir.
You sit down?
Yes, sir.
Well, do it.
Hello?
In the library, Hazel. Now, for goodness sake, don't go right to work depressing Hazel and Daniel.
Daniel? Hazel, my dear.
Hello.
Daniel, Hazel. You have no idea how glad I am to see you.
Right in here by the fire. Daniel, my boy, how are you? Hazel, my dear.
Here you all about it.
What's this about Jack flying back, Father? I thought he was going to take the train.
Oh, he's a San Franciscan, my dear. The true San Franciscan takes the fastest way out. Can't wait to get home.
Not prejudice or anything.
Why, there's not a prejudice born in my body, Daniel. I visited Los Angeles myself. Yes, about 1928 or 1929. Why, when Betty got the telegram saying that Jack was flying back, it came as no surprise to me. I'd seen the place.
Did Jack mention whether he's taking the job or not?
No. Too anxious to get home. Dashed off a wire and leaped into an airplane. Clifford's going to bring them here, and Jack will tell us all about it. Nicolette is with Jack's children. They can spend a little while with us. Sit down, Daniel. Fanny, I thought you were going to make hot chocolate and sandwiches.
They're made, Henry.
Well, bring them in, Fanny. Jack and Betty and Clifford will be here any minute now. Let's give the room a festive, homecoming atmosphere.
You haven't put up the card table, Henry.
See?
I've asked him three times since dinner to put up the card table.
I'll do it, Mother Barbara. Where is it?
Right there in the corner, Dan.
All right.
Come on, Mother. I'll help with the sandwiches. We just have to bring him in, that's all.
I'll give you a hand there, Daniel.
No, never mind, sir. I've got it.
I expected
Nicky and Claudia to be over here.
At the last minute, Judge Hunter dropped in on them. Something about Joan's estate. Oh. Put the table here. Yes, it looks nice from the doorway when you come into the library.
All right. How's this?
That's fine.
Who was it Jack went to see down there?
Fuller, his name is. Darby Fuller. A very successful classmate of Jack's from Stanford. Yes, sir. He made Jack an offer of a job once upon a time. I don't know, Daniel. Young men are so restless. The other field always looks green. I don't know what you can do.
Well, at this point, Jack has to make his own moves, doesn't he? And his own mistakes, if it comes to that.
I know.
I've met this Lynn Jones who landed the partnership Jack was expecting to get.
Is that so, Daniel? Well, mm-hmm.
I don't know him well, Father Bowman, but I've talked to him a couple of times.
Yes. Up and coming, sort of reason?
Solid, let's say. Humorless and solid.
Are you sure you aren't prejudiced, Daniel?
Oh, I don't think so, sir. No, I was telling Hazel tonight that if I were Judge Hunter and had to make a choice between the two men, I shouldn't hesitate. Well, Jack has a potential need. He's vital. Jones has the making of a first-class stuff shirt.
Well, Len Hunter is the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Here we come. Hold this picture, will you, Dan, while I spread the tablecloth?
All right, Lieutenant.
Look out, Tom.
Yeah, I got it, got it.
Father, help Mother with the sandwiches. She's got two platters there. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Henry.
Yes.
Here, put the platters down.
Yes.
Well, first of all tonight, you went to the San Rafael to have dinner with Teddy and Elwood.
Oh, yes, yes. Did you hear, Daniel, that I've sent Arnie Gans, the gardener, over there to paint the house for Elwood?
Is Mr. Gans a house painter, too, Father?
Oh, he'll do better than that lackadaisical high school boy there. Why, his green paint ran into the white. Why, he made a kaleidoscope of that house.
Oh, there they are. Jack, come on in.
Sorry, it's just me. Jack was too tired to come over. Said to tell you to see you in the morning.
No,
that's what the guy said, Mom. Well, Dan, here's how you.
Hello, sir.
But Cliff, your mother's got sandwiches and hot chocolate here. Well, we're having a festive occasion.
Call him up then, Dad. I didn't like him.
Yes, he can't do this to his mother. I'll phone him.
Clifford, did he get the job?
He's pretty tight-knit tonight, Mom. He didn't tell me a thing.
What in the world? I don't know what I wish for.
Hello, Jack. Jack, your mother has prepared sandwiches and hot chocolate. Daniel and Hazel are here. You come on over here now.
Why, we're expecting you. Well, I'm sorry, but I can't tonight, Dad. I'm not up to it. Well, you tell Mom I appreciate it very much. It was sweet of her, but... Oh, look, I haven't even had a chance to talk to Betty yet. I don't want this news spread over the family before I even have a chance to talk to my wife.
Jack, that's pretty sharp.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. What? No, I'm not moving to Los Angeles. No. Okay, Dad, I'll see you in the morning. All right, I'll be over after breakfast and have coffee with you. Good night.
Oh, Jack, I've been so worried. I thought I asked you to take the train home.
I couldn't get out of there fast enough, Betty. I had an experience I'm never going to forget. Old college classmate. Boy, did I get the shattered illusions this time.
Jack, you can't mean Darby Fuller.
Can't I? Betty, he gave me the big shot stuff. Imagine, to me.
Oh, no.
We'll wait in the other office for an hour and a half, Betty. Oh, all very plush, too.
Maybe he was in conference.
No, not a soul in his office. Impressing me, that's all. A squirt. Well, I didn't give him the satisfaction. I didn't even mention a job.
Jack.
I couldn't. He was patronizing to me. Big shouting it around there. Foot on the desk, big cigar. Figured I'd come for a job. Well, he knows better now.
Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all right. There was one bright note in it.
What?
Just a little thing to help my estimate of human nature, that's all. There was a little guy in our class working his way through law school. His name was Eddie Dwyer. Nobody got a chance to know Eddie. He was too darn busy. He waited table somewhere. Anyway, I ran into him on Spring Street, and he would have thought I was his long-lost brother.
Oh.
He took me to lunch, and I told him my situation. Well, it was the difference between night and day.
He offered you a job?
He's got an extra office in his suite. He said I could have it rent-free for 6 months, and I could share his secretary. He even offered to lend me $500 if I needed it. Isn't that great? I hardly knew the guy in school.
I never heard you mention him.
Benny, I'd forgotten he was alive. But there he was, pitching in like an old pal. It kind of touched me.
Are we going to do it, Jack? Move to Los Angeles?
Oh, no. I don't know anybody down there, and...
All right, then, we'll stay here, and we'll just make Judge Hunter give you a partnership.
Betty, that's out.
Why?
Well, I didn't realize until on the plane coming back. I'm kind of a dope, Betty. I've got myself in a position where I can't stay in Hunter's either now.
Of course you can.
Well, don't you see? That's why I can't hash it all over the folks tonight. I'm really in a spot, Betty, of ball things up. I don't know what in the dickens we're going to do.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Here's a sound I'm sure you mothers recognize.
Well, here's the back team, John. Are you going to hold Ursula alive?
I'll hold it. Come on now, Dottie. This isn't going to hurt. Back pain will make your knee feel a lot better. How in the world is she going to scrape up this way, Mary?
Oh, she fell on that patch of gravel by the side of the house.
Oh. Now hold still, Dottie. That's right. There. Back pain doesn't sting, does it? Look at her face. She isn't afraid anymore.
Of course not. Back pain will help the pain to go away too, precious. You won't have to worry about any old germs causing infection, because that thing fights them away.
Oh, that Bactine's great stuff. I don't know how we ever got along without it. And friends, you'll find Bactine the handiest bottle in the house, the ideal family antiseptic. Bactine is amazingly powerful, yet gentle. Does not sting nor burn the skin, does not stain. We believe you like Bactine so well, we're offering it to you on this exceptional double your money back guarantee. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist. Try it. Then if you're not completely satisfied, send the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories and get double your money back. Be sure you ask for Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
You asleep, Betty?
No, Jack.
I'm going to offer my resignation tomorrow, Betty. I've got to. There isn't any other way to handle it now.
All right. We'll do whatever you think's best, Jack. I'm not afraid.
Mothers, don't forget, you owe it to yourself to try Bactine, spelled Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When the children complain of cuts, scratches, scraped knees, or elbows, help prevent infection with Bactine. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic, yet gentle. Bactine does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing, has a clean, fresh odor. There's nothing exactly like Bactine. Discover its many family and household uses right away on our guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Ask your druggist for Bactine, Bactine, today. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Pinky Status at Stanford gets shaky. Chapter 11, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael LaFetto.